proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In yesterday's session, we began a series on elderly champions of the Old Testament, men that God used to do His will and to stand for Him. Today we look at the life and ministry of Moses. God devoted almost four books in the Old Testament to describing the life and ministry of Moses. Most of the material on him contained in the Bible focused on the final 40 years of Moses' life, beginning from when God called him to deliver the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and lasting until Moses' death. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen spoke to a Jewish council that, quote, when he, that is Moses, when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel, unquote. Though Stephen provided no reason why the lawgiver did so, the author of Exodus indicated that Moses had, quote, looked on their burdens, unquote. The author of Exodus also related how Moses killed an Egyptian who had beaten a Hebrew slave. At that moment, perhaps, it was that Moses, quote, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, unquote. Furthermore, as the writer of Hebrews chapter 11 put it, Moses chose to, quote, suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, unquote. Moses fled from Egypt into the wilderness. There, he married Zipporah, one of the daughters of Jethro, who was the priest of Midian. Moses spent several years afterwards watching his father-in-law's flock in the desert. While in the wilderness, Moses received his call from God. When Moses turned aside to look at a burning bush, an incident recorded in the third chapter of Exodus, God spoke to him, telling him, quote, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, unquote. At the time God said that, Moses had turned 80 years old. Moses tried to decline God's offer, giving many excuses relating to why he felt himself inadequate for that task. According to Exodus chapter 3, Moses even asked God, quote, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt, unquote. Nevertheless, Moses finally acquiesced to God's demand and submitted to God's will. Note that Moses did not come from a prominent Jewish family when God invited him to be his champion. Nor did Moses possess unusual personal traits that particularly qualified him to undertake God's commission. Even though, according to Acts chapter 7, quote, Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, unquote. God did not take that into account when selecting Moses to be his champion. Instead, God sovereignly chose Moses as the instrument through whom he would work deliverance in Egypt. When Moses arrived in Egypt, he confronted the Pharaoh of Egypt, who ruled that kingdom. Moses did not allow the majesty of that monarch to intimidate him. As God told him in Exodus chapter 7, quote, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, unquote. Even after that Pharaoh threatened to kill Moses, as recorded in Exodus chapter 10, Moses did not give way to his fears. He instead departed from Pharaoh, secure in the power of God to protect him from harm. For 40 years, the Israelites observed Moses to ascertain the extent of his commitment to God. Through his life, the lawgiver showed them how God's power could transform a nondescript individual into his very own champion. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.